For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, I want to remind you that you can listen to the Essentials of Healthy Living through iTunes Podcasts, Essentials of Healthy Living, and also through www.ehlradio.com. That's ehlradio.com. Please leave your comments about the shows and mention subjects that you would like covered. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please tune in next Sunday and listen to more health advice for healthy living. So I am very excited with the guest that we have today, Beth Lambert. She's a founder and executive director of Epidemic Answers, a nonprofit organization which is dedicated to educating the public about the epidemic of chronic illness affecting our youth and helping parents find healing solutions. She is also the creator and executive producer of the Documenting Hope Project. And our subject today is preventing and reversing chronic health conditions in children. We will be talking about her book and many studies. We are excited about that. And the book is A Compromised Generation, The Epidemic of Chronic Illness in America's Children. Welcome to the show, Beth Lambert.
Thank you, Dana. So happy to be here with you.
Well, and I want to remind our listeners that they're very fortunate. I want them to get their pens and pencils out because they're going to want to take notes with what you have to say. So talk about your journey and how you got involved and how far you all have progressed with your studies and your information.
Sure. So I got into this work a little over a decade ago. As I became a parent for the first time, I had my firstborn had some what I would call soft signs of kind of being impacted with some gut and immune issues, you know, rashes on her skin, some allergies, things like that, that weren't major, but it was enough for me to be like, wait a minute, I don't remember there being allergies in my family. Why would my kids have allergies? And as I started in this journey trying to kind of uncover, you know, what might be causing these symptoms and looking for solutions to these symptoms, you know, I kind of went the conventional route, knocked on a lot of doors of, you know, conventional medical doctors, didn't really get the answers I wanted, and just fortuitously ended up in the office of an integrative physician who was like, oh, yeah, well, you got to look at the root causes. You know, what's your child eating? What's in the diet? What does the gut microbiome look like? You know, sort of asking really deep and interesting questions about root causes. And so in that process, I started learning that there were many things in the environment that might contribute to symptoms that my child is having. But I also learned that those same things in the environment were contributing to escalating rates of ADHD and autism and life-threatening food allergies and autoimmune diseases in kids and all these kinds of things that didn't really seem to ever impact kids. You know, kids are supposed to be healthy. So my journey began with this awareness that, wow, we have a whole generation of sick kids here. A lot of my peers' kids were coming down with different kinds of diagnoses, and I thought it was so strange. And so I really just felt this, you know, urgency to try and understand why were so many of my peers' kids sick? Why did my own children have symptoms? And oh, by the way, in this journey, I learned that these kids were getting better all the time. My kids got better, dropped all their symptoms. And all these people that I was meeting in the office of these holistic and integrated type practitioners, they had success stories. They had stories of kids who had fully reversed their autism or fully reversed their Hashimoto's or other kinds of conditions that are believed to be lifelong. That, to me, is astounding. So I really began this, what's become a career for me, to try and bring that message out to people, make these resources more available to parents. Because, you know, if it's possible that, you know, there are some kids out there who are fully reversing their autism and fully reversing their autoimmune disease, shouldn't we make this available for all of our kids? And that's one of the reasons I founded our nonprofit organization, Epidemic Answers, was to bring these answers to parents. First of all, let them know that this generation of kids is impacted by this, you know, environmental problem, but then that there are solutions. So we've been working for, you know, about 10 years on trying to really get the message out. And in the last about 5 years, we've been working intensively in a couple of research studies. So not just, it's not just about educating the public about what's happening, but we're trying to really move the needle with regard to the science that's being done so that people understand how our kids are getting sick, how we can get them better, and what we can do to prevent these things from happening in the first place. We're really working on building a body of research that establishes that, because right now the science that we have, it's not enough. It's not enough to convince sort of the conventional medical thinking to change what they're doing.
Well, it's almost like asking somebody to learn a new language instantly. When you start getting involved in functional complementary alternative medicine, you're learning an entire new language. And for somebody who's been at their doing their work and being successful with children, pediatricians, primary care, they don't really see the benefit quite frequently. I think we get a lot of people coming into the field when their family is involved, when they have a child, mm-hmm. the researchers, the pediatricians, the cell biologists. As I talked to my colleagues at the Autism Research Institute, I realized this is amazing because they switched gears and focused on their children and helping them, and in the meantime, helped thousands and thousands and thousands of children. So you're part of that, you know, unique journey, and you've created it very nicely. Talk about the research, some of the new research that you're doing.
Right. So, you know, the reason we're doing this research is because we've witnessed these, you know, you could call miraculous recoveries or unexpected recoveries of kids, you know, in the office of a functional medicine practitioner, you know, a holistic practitioner. You see a child who walks in who's pre-verbal, doesn't have language, has severe autism, and then, you know, after months of intensive work, that child walks out fully recovered, substantially recovered, you know, significantly overcoming developmental delays, you know, all these kinds of things. And so we heard these anecdotes over and over again, yet you look in the medical literature and there's such limited evidence there in terms of, you know, what interventions work. And that's changing. There's more, you know, there's great research that was done by Jim Adams and Julie Matthews looking at nutritional intervention for autism, or fecal microbiome transplant for autism as an example. But, you know, but there isn't really a comprehensive study that has examined how this kind of recovery happens. So we set out to do the science, to really understand how this recovery phenomenon happens so that we can scale it and replicate it for more practices, more pediatricians, and more families. And it's not just autism, it's really all of these new childhood epidemics that this research is oriented towards. So we actually created a research platform where we have two IRB-approved studies. That means that they've gone through, you know, the sort of regulatory process where studies evaluated for ethics and safety and scientific integrity, et cetera. Our first study is called CHIRP, and it is it's underway. It was launched in 2018, and what it is essentially is trying to establish a scientific foundation for the hypothesis that we have about why children develop these chronic health conditions in the first place. So the study presupposes that, you know, that these conditions develop over time, that they're not genetic, they're not, you know, inborn, that they actually are developing because kids have had essentially too many health stressors over time, really beginning preconception, in utero, during the neonatal periods, and as the children are developing these stressors, which might include environmental toxins, they might include emotional stress, they might include pharmaceuticals like antibiotics that affect gut health. So all these things, you know, as a single entity don't necessarily cause the condition. But when you look at them cumulatively and synergistically, our kids are just experiencing too much stress on their body during critical developmental times. And so the outcome of that is these chronic health, these chronic inflammatory conditions, these chronic neurobehavioral and neurodevelopmental conditions. So the study CHIRP, it stands for Child Health Inventory for Resilience and Prevention. It's the first study of its kind to survey all the environmental influences that might be impacting a child, both positively and negatively. So essentially, if you're enrolled in the study, you're a parent of a child between 1 and 15 years old, and you fill out a comprehensive survey that asks questions about everything you can imagine that might influence a child's health positively and negatively. And then we're aggregating that data and looking at that data to see, you know, does the total load of stressors impact children's health and development? And we're finding that, yes, it does. This is our preliminary results. So that's our first study. Really exciting because we're already getting our, you know, our first data set to look at. And we're still enrolling participants in that study. The second study we have is an intervention study, which will begin in 2021, where we'll actually be taking a small group of children into a program where we try and reduce as many of those stressors as possible and give them as many health supports as possible. So that means good nutrition and removing toxic chemicals and pesticides and, you know, different kinds of things in their home environment that might negatively affect them. And then giving them personalized, you know, therapeutics to see if that might improve their symptoms and maybe even work towards total reversal of their condition. So that study is called FLIGHT. And it stands for Facilitated Longitudinal Intensive Investigation of Genuine Health Transformation, which is a mouthful for we want to see how this recovery happens.
I like the acronyms, and I think they're really appropriate. And I worked with Jim Adams and also Julie Matthews. They've been colleagues for a long time. And it was one of the first studies done about 3 or 4 years ago to put together how we treat these patients, not just to look at gluten-free, not just to look at magnesium, et cetera, but to, based on the child's uniqueness and lab findings, we supplemented, we changed things, we changed the diet, and I was amazed how well the parents and families stuck with this protocol. And I love what you're doing on the FLIGHT study, because that's what we need more of when, you know, the medical community says, well, you know, you're treating with too many things. We have to find out which one works. And I always say I have a desk that one person cannot carry out. Three can, so who did it? Which one did it? And I find engineers,
that's right.
You know, I said to one dad, are you an engineer? He said, how can you tell? I said, this is synergism and total load. And, you know, he said, okay, I give up. My wife is, you know, I'll just do whatever they say. But that's what's been hard for the medical community. And I want to keep this conversation going in the next segment. And folks, if you've just tuned in, I want to remind you that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We're having a wonderful conversation with Beth Lambert, and we are talking about preventing and reversing chronic health conditions in children. Very important. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
When it comes to taking a multivitamin, the Pure Encapsulations One Multivitamin makes it one and done. This convenient formula provides vitamins, minerals, and other essential nutrients in a comprehensive vegetarian multivitamin for both men and women in a once-daily dose. It includes L5-MTHF, the universally metabolized form of folate, and an antioxidant complex with sustained release, CoQ10, to enhance immunity and support energy metabolism. The One Multivitamin, available at Village Green Apothecary.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions, guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. Now, we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Tune in for more information on healthy living. Today, our guest is Beth Lambert, who is the founder and executive director of Epidemic Answers, a nonprofit organization dedicated to educating the public about the epidemic of chronic illness affecting our youth and also helping parents find healing solutions. And she's also the creator and executive producer of the Documenting Hope Project. And our subject is preventing and reversing chronic health conditions in children. We also want to hear more about her book, A Compromised Generation, The Epidemic of Chronic Illness in America's Children. So, Beth, continue the conversation, please.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things that what we were talking about was the two studies we have, the CHIRP study and the FLIGHT study. And the CHIRP study is, you know, the foundation for the FLIGHT study. In other words, in order to do an intervention study where you take a small group of kids and, you know, you change their lifestyle, you change their diet, you change their environment, you give them personalized therapeutics. In order to justify that kind of approach really get people to understand why you would use that kind of approach, we needed to establish this foundation that it's a multiplicity of things that are causing the symptoms in the first place, right? You know, so there's this tendency to look for the thing, the smoking gun that might have caused a particular set of symptoms to develop or for a particular child's diagnosis to emerge. And we've spent a lot of time as a society looking into genes. And we're spending way too much time and money looking for, you know, the genetic causes of autism. And what we really need to be doing is looking at the many, many variables that are out there in modern living that are synergistically working together to cause these symptoms. And so the CHIRP study was designed to do that, to establish that as fact, that is exactly what's happening to our kids right now, is that, you know, why do some kids get sick and some kids don't? Like, why does it seem that some kids, you know, go through life and don't have the allergies or don't develop the learning disability? Like, what is that? And we tend to believe, again, it's genetics. But what our study is bearing out is that the kids who have had the greater level of stressors, again, sort of environmental stressors, things that, you know, you don't think are a big deal, like, you know, a toxic ingredient in a laundry detergent or food coloring in your cereal or, you know, little things like that. Maybe one course of antibiotics for strep throat. Does that really sound like a big deal? It doesn't, right? But when you take it all together, the kids who have had more of those health stressors have worse health outcomes. And our CHIRP study is bearing that out. So that's hugely important because when, you know, you go to your pediatrician's office and you get a diagnosis for whatever it may be, and you know, you say, what can I do? And if they only offer you, you know, sort of something to suppress the symptoms, that doesn't help. But if that pediatrician instead says, you know what, we now better understand why these kids are developing these conditions, and here's the things you need to do. And that includes removing as many of the stressors as you can identify in your child's life. You know, get going as natural as possible, getting as much nutrient-dense food into them, making sure they're getting good sleep, and making sure they're getting outside in nature. You know, those kinds of things are kind of dismissed. Because, like, is it really going to reverse a condition? The answer is yes, but we have to believe and accept and understand that to be true. That's why we did the CHIRP study. The other thing about the CHIRP study that's fascinating is we're also finding out in our preliminary data that there are certain things that are worse health stressors than others. You know, looking for specific correlations. And you know, this is something that medical science is kind of looking to anyway. Things like, you know, if you've had antibiotics in your earlier years, in your infancy or when you were in utero, if you might have been exposed to them, it alters your microbiome, and then that affects your immune function. That affects your ability to detoxify. So, you know, kids who have had antibiotics early on in life are going to end up with more autoimmune conditions, more neurodevelopmental conditions. So our CHIRP study is generating all kinds of data in that, where we can dig into those kind of individual correlations as well. So we're really hoping that more parents will participate in this study because the greater volume of data we have, the more we can understand what exactly is what is it that we need to do to protect our kids and protect future generations. So, you know, the CHIRP study is, as I said, enrolling. And if you go to documentinghope.com, there's a link right on the front page to participate in the CHIRP study. And so right now we're actually giving away a free $50 Amazon gift card that people can get when they finish the survey. So I encourage all parents to participate in that. And, you know, once we really understand that, we're going to start, you know, some of the data comes in great numbers, we're going to start bringing this message to the public. You know, we're not just doing this to publish this in a medical journal. We are going to take our role as educators very seriously and bring this information directly to the parents, so that they have the information they need to protect their kids' health.
This is important. Tell people how they can participate in that survey again, please.
So you go to documentinghope.com. The direct URL is documentinghope.com/CHIRP-study. But again, if you go to documentinghope.com, there's a link right on the front page where you can register. It's for parents all over the United States, so you can be anywhere in the U.S. If you have a child between the ages of 1 and 15, it takes a couple hours to fill out the survey because it's so comprehensive. And, you know, again, there's a $50 gift card. And then also we have great coupons for people who finish the survey. People can get 20% off of products at Naturepedic and BioClean and some other non-toxic health promoting kind of companies have partnered with us to help support this study. And we also have health coaches who have offered to interpret reports that come out of this study. So if you participate in the study, when you're finished, you get to download a report. And this report basically goes through all the answers you gave, and it highlights in orange, you can't miss it, it highlights all the things that are stressors on your child. So there may be things in there that you didn't even know. You know, like I mentioned before, like, you know, fragrance laundry detergent. Most parents don't know that that's actually stressing their child's immune system in a very low level. So this report gives very detailed, personalized recommendations for what you can do to reduce your child's total load of stressors. And so we have health coaches who have volunteered to help interpret those reports when you finish the study.
You know, that's wonderful because it motivates parents to stick through the survey. This is the kind of information that is needed. And I know there have been many attempts over the past 10 to 20 years to try to find a way to put this information out there to help parents identify what kind of subset their child might be in or multiple subsets. So this is terrific what you're doing. And bless the parents taking the time to fill out the information and find it helpful because they get your report. So what kind of result are you seeing as far as people signing up?
So we have about 1,400 parents who've enrolled with us so far.
Wow.
And then parents will complete the survey at different rates. Sometimes it takes a couple hours, sometimes it takes a little longer, depending on the complexity of your child's kind of health and medical history. We had one parent who I just talked to a couple of days ago that it took up to 7 hours because her son had such a complex medical history and she really wanted to contribute her information because she knows how valuable it is. But it takes a couple hours. So we ask people to think of this as a volunteer opportunity, you know, volunteer a couple hours of your time so that we can protect this generation of kids and future generations of kids. It's really, really important. It will be, you know, there's no end date on this study right now. We're continuing to enroll. The other thing is that we have partnered with a number of communities that have acute contamination and pollution issues. I'm sure you know there's so many communities across the country that are dealing with, you know, PFOA contamination, industrial waste, cancer clusters like coal ash dumps and things like that. So we've actually partnered with a number of communities who are, having the members of their community fill this out. And then we've agreed to give them a custom report back that shares the data of their community versus the full data set so they can see, you know, just how much that acute contamination is impacting their community of children as compared to other communities. We're also working really hard to enroll healthy communities to really fill out our database. There's this Mennonite community that we've been trying to work with to get them to participate because they live in a way that's so different from the way most modern Americans live. You know, they eat, you know, farm fresh food every day and they tend to not be wired the way the rest of us are and tend to live more in rhythm with nature. And so we really are looking for the healthiest kids to participate. Kids who are impacted by industrial pollution, and kids who are just living standard American average lives. So we really need a nice broad cross-section from city to country, thick kids, healthy kids. We need as many parents as possible to participate.
I'm glad you're getting that community in the study because the CDC has refused for decades to look at the Amish, the Mennonites, and see what is different since they're the diagnosis of autism spectrum disorders is lower. I don't think it's absent. I'm just guessing here. But if it's significantly lower, we need to learn that. And the CDC said, well, we believe they have some genes that protect them, but they're not interested in finding that out. So good for you. This is what a good study, what a good survey. The information you get from that's going to be just unimaginably positive. So, folks, if you've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. And we've been talking with Beth Lambert, who's founder and executive director of Epidemic Answers. And we're talking about preventing and reversing chronic health conditions in children. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorn's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Do you have unique needs that a mass-market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. And we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located nearby at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And this is a reminder that you can hear this podcast and many other podcasts by going on EHLradio.com. That's EHLradio.com. Now, today we've been talking with Beth Lambert, and we're talking about preventing and reversing chronic health conditions in children, and we've got a real expert here. She's an author, educator, entrepreneur, researcher. There's a lot that you're getting done, Beth. Talk about what seems to interest the patient, the parents the most, treatments. So what's working? What are you seeing that's working?
So I have been keeping my ear to the rail on this phenomenon for over a decade. In other words, talking to parents, talking to clinicians, collecting recovery stories, stories of kids who've gotten all the way better. And so what you find is some common denominators, right? Some things that all of these families seem to have in common. So the number one thing is that there is no one magic bullet, silver bullet, you know, one thing. I think when this whole work began, you know, a couple of decades ago, especially in the field of autism, people were looking for the one thing, you know, is it methyl B12 or is it like secretin IVs or what's the thing that might help my child? Because that's how conventional medicine works, right? You have symptoms and then you have like a pharmaceutical solution to that symptom. Well, in this world, in this experience of families who've gotten their kids all the way better, it's quite the opposite. It's actually not a single thing. It's usually multiple things. It's usually about, you know, kind of waking up to this reality that the way we're living in modern America, the modern industrial world really is actually, you know, kind of destructive to our kids' health, growth, and development. You know, just sort of the cultural norms Like, I'm not saying any parents are doing anything wrong. We just live in a culture that is highly synthetic, that has really lost touch with nature. You know, even the food we eat is so highly engineered and processed and industrialized that it doesn't even resemble the things that our grandparents ate. So it's really our kids are just gift to us because they're telling us that the way we're living is not healthy. The way we're living is not sustainable to human beings. So the approach that parents who are successful take is a whole life approach, right? It isn't just about diet. It isn't just about like getting toxins out of, you know, their home or their child's environment. Those things are, you know, of course, super important, but it's really about taking a look at your whole life. And you say, all right, what in my life is new to nature? Meaning, what in my life is synthetic? What in my life was something my grandmother wouldn't recognize? So, you know, then you start thinking about the things you do on a day-to-day basis, like how wired we are, how we're surrounded by EMF, electronics, and all of this digital kind of equipment. We are constantly touching chemicals in every lotion and every shampoo and every cleaner, you know, in every product we have, and the computers we have are covered in chemicals. And all these chemicals, well, in small doses may not be, you know, totally independently harmful, but cumulatively and together, they are synergistically causing a whole lot of challenges for our children's body to overcome. And then, of course, you know, like I said, with the food that our children eat doesn't even resemble food that children would have eaten 50, 75 years ago. So we really need to take a hard look at, you know, making modifications and moving in the direction of eating things, putting things on our skin, and doing things that are more in sync with nature. So if you look at all these families that have gotten their kids better, that's a foundation. It's a lifestyle overhaul. It's living more naturally. It's living more in sync with nature. And then on top of that, right, that's the foundation. And on top of that, the approaches that parents take to get their kids all the way better are so bio-individual. So, for instance, a child who has neurobehavioral or neurodevelopmental problems, let's say they have a learning disability or they're having problems with vision or hearing, you have to look into that child's history, that specific child's history. Did the child crawl? Did the child walk on time? Did the child roll over? Did they hit their developmental milestones? And the reason why that's important is because all of the answers to your child's future are in their past in terms of the developmental piece, right? So if your child is having any kind of, like, you know, learning or brain or sensory kind of issue, go back and look at what they were going through as an infant when all of those critical milestones are typically achieved. Because what happens is the children's total load today is so great during these developmental time periods that they're not able to smoothly move through these milestones. So these developmental issues, they almost become arrested or stalled, and they need to be revisited. So, you know, again, going back to this idea of, like, you know, what works? What works is cleaning up your child's environment, supporting their health in all the sort of intuitive ways we know how to, good nutrition and sleep and clean air and clean water. That's all kind of like intuitive, right? But on top of that, it's about looking at your child as an individual, you know, and say, okay, if my child has autism, what happened in their past that might have precipitated this? And what can I do to go back and revisit it? And you know what? There's a million wonderful therapies out there that are designed to do these kinds of things. You know, different kinds of, you know, brain and body integration therapies. There's different kinds of, you know, therapies for the senses, for vision, for hearing, for helping the, you know, the hemispheres of the brain integrate better. There's lovely, lovely practitioners out there who do this work every day. It's just that sometimes when we walk into our pediatrician's office, the pediatrician wasn't trained in this and doesn't know that these practitioners and therapists are out there. So I created on Epidemic Answers a resource where parents can learn about these types of therapies. Because again, once you have that foundation piece that every parent can get behind, then you have to sort of see, like, what does my child as an individual need? And that's how you have to do a little detective work to figure out, you know, what's a good therapeutic fit for them.
Well, that's excellent. You've really done a nice summary, and you mentioned bio-individuality. I always give Roger Williams a nod, who came up with that. He said biochemical individuality, and he was considered a heretic, that everybody was the same. And I, when I was in getting education in the sciences, I was told that all of our enzymes are identical, and we only need a very small amount of nutrients for each enzyme. And I remember looking at my fingers and saying, I don't buy it. Our fingerprints are different. You know, I can't swallow this. So it's interesting how we stuck with such ancient ideas and couldn't get rid of them. There's a saying, in front of every new idea are 1,000 angry people appointed to guard the past.
People don't like change.
It is tough. Well, folks, if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour, talking with Beth Lambert, and she's talked to us about the research. She's executive producer of the Documenting Hope Project. I really like the name of that project. It really rings well. And our subject is preventing and reversing chronic health conditions in children. So we'll be back with more discussion. Stay with us, folks. We will be right back after this break.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Quality can't always be seen. Honest labeling, trusted sourcing, unwavering standards. At Pure Encapsulations, we are committed to wellness without compromise, delivering high-quality hypoallergenic products for nearly 3 decades. Our products are free from gluten, trans fats, peanuts, GMOs, magnesium stearate, and artificial ingredients. Pure Encapsulations is the leading brand in the healthcare practitioner market, ranking highest in ingredients purity, quality testing, and trust. Pure Encapsulations products available at Village Green Apothecary and MyVillageGreen.com.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
So welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host, and I try to bring you a lot of really good and new information all about you and your health. We're talking with Beth Lambert, founder and executive director of Epidemic Answers, and her projects are dedicated to reversing chronic health conditions in children, and her book, A Compromised Generation, The Epidemic of Chronic Illness in America's Children, is very important. So you'll want to go on the site. Beth, could you please give our listeners ways to contact you?
Sure. Epidemicanswers.org is our main website, which we're actually going to be relaunching with a facelift in a couple of weeks. But epidemicanswers.org is where you're going to find all of the educational resources. We have free webinars. We have monthly newsletters. We have a practitioner directory. We have a health coach directory. We have tons of resources for parents. We also have recovery stories that you can read. And then we have documentinghope.com, which is our website for our research studies. Documenting Hope is doing, you know, just that. We're trying to document the hope that there is for our kids, but we're trying to do it scientifically. So if you want to read more recovery stories, you can go to documentinghope.com. If you want to participate in one of our studies, you can go to documentinghope.com.
Excellent. Just excellent. You know, I've shared some vignettes on the show. And when we wrote our book on autism diets, we kept emphasizing if your child does not succeed on the diet or diets, don't give up hope. You just have to keep trying until you address as many aspects of that child's dysfunctioning in order to achieve function. And so many parents would say, we tried the diet, it didn't work. Or we tried magnesium, it didn't work. And I said, that's like trying to build a bridge and you put a brick down and you say, that's not going to make a bridge. I might as well not do it. So I've learned from the families, they have to stick with it. And I say, with supplements, for example, whatever you're taking, if it's not working, but it's not causing problems, stay with us. Stay with it. It just takes time. And too many parents tell me, oh, we tried that for, you know, 2 weeks. It didn't work. We're rebuilding brains. We're rebuilding tissues. We are changing immunity with trying to get people to clean up and get rid of toxins. And you mentioned that so well. So let's keep that conversation going. And if you want to share some stories about some of the children that you've experienced, please do.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, you'd asked me before about, you know, what works in the treatment. And one thing I really want to emphasize here is if you're a parent who has an impacted child in whatever way, diagnosis doesn't matter, but you know your child is capable of thriving, that's the main ingredient. The number one key is that mindset, which is, I know my child can be healthy. I know that this diagnosis does not define my child. I know that these symptoms are going to go away. That conviction alone is like 60% of the battle, because what you just described where parents like, well, I tried it for 2 weeks and then it didn't work. That's so common because that conviction isn't there, right? Like, they don't trust that that diet can cause, you know, autism to reverse. They don't trust that, you know, moving things in your lifestyle, your environment is going to move the symptoms at all. So it's the trust and understanding this works, but you've got to stick with it. So I always say to parents, like, what's the formula, right? There's got to be a formula. If I'm starting fresh, I have a diagnosis, I'm feeling overwhelmed, I'm feeling devastated, I'm feeling all these emotions, I want my child to be healthy. I know my child can be healthy. So what do? Number one, you find a practitioner. It doesn't have to be an expensive, fancy functional medicine doctor, because sometimes they're not covered by insurance and it's too much. You need somebody who's a systems thinker. That means you need somebody who looks at the whole child, is willing to look at root causes. That could be a traditional Chinese medicine practitioner. It could be somebody who practices Ayurveda. It could be somebody who does nutrition, but somebody who focuses on the whole child, the whole body, because you can't know everything. And you know, if you work with somebody and you don't have a good gut feeling about them, move on, find somebody else. But I think a knowledgeable practitioner can be extremely valuable. The second ingredient, I think, is find a friend. The reason I say that is because what we're trying to do here is counterculture. We're trying to, you know, make these changes that are completely opposite of how everybody in America lives. So, like, you're going to be that family that shows up at the birthday party and says, my kid can't eat the blue cupcake. That makes you look a little bit crazy, because what's wrong with the blue cupcake? You know, like, what's wrong with the, you know, my child staying up till midnight watching, you know, Netflix, because that's what everybody else does. You need to find a friend, maybe a friend who has a similar child with a diagnosis, or who is interested in sort of a holistic approach to you know, treating their child, and share, and share resources, and, you know, provide support for each other, because it can feel very isolating to try and do something, to try and, you know, raise your family or work with your child in a way that is counterculture. And the third thing I would say is get educated. There are so many resources out there, and like an infinite number of books. Like, Dana, your books are a great example. There's blueprints out there for how to give, you know, how to do nutrition, how to cook for your child in a way that's therapeutic. There are so many websites and so many on YouTube alone. There's an infinite number of amazing practitioners out there who are giving you for free some amazing information. So that's why I think, like, the combination of a practitioner, a friend, and, you know, educational resources, that's the formula. Because, you know, like, let's say you read a book and you really, you know, want to try a specific diet. Go bounce that idea off of your practitioner. What do you think if I try this GAPS diet or this body ecology diet? And do you think this will work for my child? You need sounding boards, and you really shouldn't feel like you have to navigate this on your own. So that's why it's really important, I think, to have some kind of trusted practitioner, some kind of friend, and just know that there's tons of resources out there. You just got to start looking. I mean, in 2020, the number of resources that are available to families is like has exploded. It's exponential compared to what was there even just 20 years ago. So we are in a really good position as parents to be able to crush this thing, you know, to get on top of it and reverse it. We just have to take advantage of what's out there.
Well, I'm reminded of a vignette with regard to my co-author, Pam Compart, and she had been, you know, she was a developmental pediatrician from a very fine school, and was taught there is nothing you can do for autism, and there's no supplement that's going to help any of these conditions. And so she said, I wish I could find the names and addresses of all the parents that I misled. So one of the parents said to her, we're going to work with this nutrition on a diet. Will you follow our child so we feel safe? And it's one of those cases that within days, getting off of gluten, language, when there was none. And I remember the moment she called and she said, what is this? How does it work? Where can I learn? What can I do? And as I say, she pestered me. And she was more and more interested in the supplements. She took more courses and, you know, really made a big dent. And she had made a comment. She said, you know, if that child had not succeeded, I probably would have thought there was nothing to it. I said, no. You were willing to ask, and you were willing to listen. You would find those children, and you would understand that those parents are not making stuff up. They're telling you the truth. And so she's been, you know, we've had a wonderful team. Do you have any vignettes to share that might stand out with you, or treatments? You know, there's so many new treatments now. If you want to talk about any one of those, that's good.
Yeah, I have a great story, which actually people can read about themselves. There's a woman I met a number of years ago. Her name is Susanna Meadows, and she used to write for the New York Times. And she wrote an article many years ago called A Boy with a Thorn in His Joints. And it was about her son and her experience with his diagnosis with rheumatoid arthritis. And her article was very controversial, meaning she got a lot of blowback from publishing this in the New York Times. And what the article was about was a description of her son's experience with rheumatoid arthritis at a very young age. He was like 3 years old when he started developing debilitating symptoms, excruciating pain in his joints. He couldn't walk. And, you know, she went to the conventional rheumatologist. They started him on methotrexate, which is a chemotherapeutic agent on a three-year-old. Could you imagine? But that's kind of standard of care. And, you know, and there was a point when, and Susanna talks about in her story, where she says, no, this is not my son. This is not my future. So in her article in the New York Times, she talks about how, you know, she tried a gluten-free diet. And she found out that nightshades were a problem. So she made some incremental diet changes, and they made profound improvements for her son in terms of the pain and inflammation going away. But it didn't stop there. The article stopped there, right? But Susanna actually took it further, and over the next couple of years brought her son through a healing journey that was even deeper, right? So what I'm saying to you is that, like, a gluten-free diet or a casein-free diet can make a big leap for some children, but there's oftentimes more work that needs to be done. So Susanna kept digging, and her son is doing great now, fully recovered from rheumatoid arthritis. She wrote a wonderful book called The Other Side of Impossible, where she catalogs the stories of kids like her son who reversed their condition. She talks about Terry Walls and the reversal of her MS. She talks about other people, and she talks about different therapies she tried. So she did allergy elimination with her son, which was a big part of reducing the inflammation for him. So, you know, lots of great nuggets of insight are in these stories. And on the Epidemic Answers website, we have Susanna's story of her son. We also have stories of kids who have reversed autism, who have reversed ADHD, Asperger's, who have gotten over depression and anxiety. PANS and PANDAS is another big one. PANS and PANDAS is a new epidemic affecting our kids. It's an autoimmune encephalitis. It's basically inflammation in the brain that causes neuropsychiatric symptoms for our kids. And it is just the latest epidemic that is affecting so many families, and they get lost. They get stuck in psychiatric wards and hospitals because this is such a severe condition. But we have stories of kids who have fully reversed PANS and PANDAS. And we wrote a book that we published in 2018 called Brain Under Attack, which provides vignettes of families who have reversed their child's PANS and PANDAS diagnosis. So through the Epidemic Answers website and the Documenting Hope website, tons of stories about all of these kids, and we are always looking for more stories to share.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. We've got to have you back, Beth. This was so enlightening. I enjoyed learning, and that's what we're all doing. We're all learning. I had a professional once say to me, "I know everything about Lyme," and I thought, "I don't know everything about nutrition, and I've been doing this a long time. I'm always learning, and so are you." Thank you for being with us.
My pleasure.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us here on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. And I think of some quotes. The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. Thank you, Maya Angelou, for those words. And Carl Rogers said, "You are to be what you're now becoming." But I always add, may you love what you do and do what you love, and make sure your efforts have a positive influence on people and the planet. And as our lives move forward, I'm reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive health-enhancing choices. And also remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.